right, thumbs up from Ken. How about another hand for Ken Glaster and Pat Canlin running sound for us all weekend, doing a fabulous job. Well, when the next round of bluegrass history books are written, they're going to say that the Northwest was the home of one of the finest guitarists in bluegrass, Chris Laquette. But being young and restless, he decided to wander out to the Big Apple and see what New York City had to offer. A guy who has been part of a twice Grammy-nominated bluegrass band, Dirty Kitchen. And he got into the scene out there and found some pickers. So when we decided to get Chris on the lineup, he said, hey, can I bring my friends out here to the festival? And oh, by the way, I'm gonna play mandolin in this band because I like the other guitarists. So hopefully all you Guitar Hero fans will have to deal with the fact that he's not holding a guitar. He is wearing a Ronnie James Dio t-shirt underneath that Paisley shirt though. So. We're so happy to have him on the lineup. If this is normally your nap time, I'm sorry, you are out of luck. You're gonna get a high octane set of bluegrass for the next hour. Please welcome Chris Laquette and the Grass Messengers.
Thank you very much, thank you. Come to Blue Waters, they said. You will play a set right after John Reichman and the Jaybirds, they said. It'll be fun, they said. That's not intimidating at all, playing right after your favorite mandolin player to ever grace planet Earth. Anyway, new time, here we go. Let's have some fun. Thank you.